Lieutenant Commander John McFarlane with one of the most popular renditions of the classic song Jamaica Land of Beauty. The beauty and artfulness of his voice belies a far more disciplined nature, one which has seen him dedicate over 48 years to public service. For these years of service, the Lieutenant Commander is being recognized by the government with admission to the Order of Distinction in the rank of officer.
Words steadfastly, unwisely,
it perhaps is one of the most sobering experiences of my entire life, because it's not something you had either anticipated or desired or even thought of. And to have been recommended and to have that recommendation accepted is extremely sobering.
Senior Director of Airport Operations at the Norman Manley International Airport and Airports Authority of Jamaica, Lieutenant Commander John McFarlane. John McFarlane's tour of duty in the public service began with his acceptance to the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, in 1967.
Joining the army was not a natural desire for me. I had as a dream, as a passion, the one thing I loved as a young person. I loved the concept of flying and aircraft, but I never considered it possible because I knew my parents couldn't afford to give me flying lessons back in the late 50s or the early 60s.
While working as a lab technician shortly after leaving high school, he saw an ad encouraging youngsters to join the JDF Coast Guard, promising the opportunity to attend the Britannia Royal Naval College in Dartmouth, England. He was smitten with the idea of overseas travel and the chance to learn how to fly, so he enlisted.
I believe, in fact, the Coast Guard officers, sort of the training they got, made us a lot broader and a lot better than infantry or airing officers. I had a wonderful career as a Coast Guard officer, and I got some good opportunities while I was there.
One of his most memorable assignments during his time with the JDF was as aide-de-camp for former Governor General Sir Florizel Glasspoole. The job, he says, exposed him to the high-level policy-driven side of Jamaica's development, as well as high-level private and public sector persons. This may have been what sparked his desire to make a more fulsome contribution to his country's development. Looking back, it's ironic to him now, since he had initially asked then Chief of Staff Brigadier Robinson to give the job of aide-de-camp to someone else, outlining several reasons why it did not suit him.
He said in his own imitable way, he said, "John, everything you've said is perfectly true. You will do the job." And the principle I learned from that is that sometimes young people need to be told what's good for them.
From aide-de-camp, Lieutenant Commander McFarlane went on to become commanding officer of the JDF Coast Guard and later commanding officer of the Air Wing. During these appointments, his expertise in air and sea operations were called upon through secondments to the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management from 1985 to 1989 and to the Port Authority of Jamaica from 1989 to 1993. Having left the Army by then, Lieutenant Commander McFarlane began his unbroken stint in the public service. He served as Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Consultant for the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, Managing Director for Port Security Corps Limited, Executive Director of the Environmental Foundation of Jamaica, and his present post, Senior Director of Airport Operations at the Airport Authority of Jamaica and Director of Aviation Security.
And I've enjoyed the public service. I believe there's a lot that people can do and are doing, many, many unrecognized, in promoting the development of the country, both in terms of human capital, in terms of procedures, in terms of standards. There are many of us in Jamaica who are here by choice. We are here by choice because we believe that we have a commitment, that is a need, a requirement to contribute to our nation building.
Beyond his personal sense of duty to his country, he says his Christian faith and biblically grounded principles keep him on track. To those who would seek to emulate his professional experience, Lieutenant Commander McFarlane has this piece of advice.
Make the use of all opportunities. Create opportunities where none exist. Believe in yourself. Believe in your own competences. Believe in your dream and have a solid and abiding faith in God's divine providence in your life.
We salute John McFarlane on his tremendous record of service to Jamaica and celebrate his membership as an officer of the Order of Distinction.
Unwisely, This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.